Starting at the top, you always take your hat off to guys that came in and stepped in. I thought they did a great job. To hold that offense to what they did, going throughout the game, putting it all together, had a great week of practice, and you saw it show up. Not to isolate any one guy. I thought they did what you asked a guy to come in as a backup to do. Just the opposite of what Keenan did. You know, just they did it on defense, and they tackled well to beat guys that didn't play. So we take our hat off to them for holding up their standard of brotherhood.
And getting Desmond back this week against a team like the Saints, what will that mean to your unit?
It's huge. To get him back, a lot of people don't understand this, it's just like anything. Guys that not only confidence, but when you have multiple guys that can do multiple things, it's going to help us out, especially with a unit, the best unit in the league, that can do multiple things. With the running backs, with the wide receivers, you guys see it every week. Not just Drew Brees anymore. It's a whole bunch of guys that he has a gang of players that can do a lot of different things and a lot of special players. So Trufant is definitely going to help us.
Can you talk about these two running backs that they have and what they've been doing and the numbers they've been putting up?
If you follow New Orleans for a while, you'll know that it's Peyton M.O. He likes back, going back to when he first got the job in 06 with Reggie Bush. And you look at, he had Deuce and Reggie. He had a, and it's funny, their numbers almost the same, but you almost want to say thunder and lightning, but they do almost the same thing. He likes to get the ball to them, not just in the run game, which they're great at as well, but in the passing game. They can line up like wide receivers, huge screen team from that standpoint. And I think he does a great job of balancing the run-pass ratio with those guys to keep you off balance as a defense.
What stands out most about what Alvin Kamara has been able to do as a rookie?
Let's say you said it yourself, a rookie, and he doesn't play like one, and it's not too big for him. They started out early, and we're playing them late, but they started out early, didn't give him as much, and he stepped up to the challenge. And as a competitor, it's awesome to see because you know that you're going to get their best. And he does a multiple of things. He lines up at wide receiver. He gets in on two backs. He's in on 13 personnel. He does a lot for a rookie. Most of the time you see rookies, you pencil them in slow, piece by piece. Maybe next year he'll be flourishing. But this kid came in and we take our hat off and we got a lot of work to do to get prepared for him.
About the screen game, Coach Quinn said that he's always admired New Orleans' ability to do that, and he said that especially now with their running backs, what will be important for you guys to do defensively going up against that?
One of the things that you have to understand when you're talking about the screen game, it's not a one-man football game. It's more of you need your D-linemen, you need your stack monsters, you need guys that to come out of the back end. You have to play the screen is a team defensive play. And they do a great job, their offensive linemen, getting out in front. And you already said about the ball carriers. We have to do a good job of tackling them. I think a lot of people don't understand is that it keeps you off balance when you pass rush to understand that. And our guys got to get revved up and understand when it's time and when it's not, knowing when it's about to happen and anticipating it. And basically it come back down to reacting. If you do a good job of reacting to the offensive lineman, listen, he's not giving you a free pass to the quarterback. Understand that. Now we need your help on the back end. And not only that, not just that, guys getting off blocks out in the open field. Those guys, it's going to be huge. Like I said, 11 guys playing the screen. And how they do them, they get to them a lot of unique different ways. And you have to take your hat off to them.
And you've schemed against Brees now for 3 years. What makes him such a difficult quarterback to game plan against?
Going back to when I played him, you give Tom a lot of credit, which is due. You gave Peyton a lot of credit when that time it was. But then you talk about that guy that is standing like breaking every Dan Marino record. And he's not tall in stature. He wasn't highly touted. Shoulder issues, all those things that people like to say about him. But he's a true competitor. Like, Drew got me on a couple plays on Sluggo Seam. So, I mean, he does. He's that head coach and that quarterback. They're like a great married couple, and they do an awesome job together. With the talent, without the talent, they're still high at the top of the league in offense, and you got to understand that your work is cut out. They never quit, and they never quit no matter what the score is. They never quit. They're going to come back and try to continue. moving the ball downfield, taking their shots when they can, and like I said, keeping you off balance with the run game now. Now they have the run game, which makes them even more dangerous. So you just have to take your hat off to Drew. One of the better quarterbacks in the league.
Coach, your group has played a number of mobile quarterbacks this season that might hold on to the ball and extend plays, but you know, Drew Brees gets it out very quickly. What are some of the challenges that, you know, present themselves when you play a quarterback who gets it out so quickly?
I'm glad you asked that question, man. He asked me about the backs and getting true front backs. She asked me about the screen game. The other part of that is the quick game, and it limits your pass rush. And you have to understand that he gets the ball out of his hands. I think he's only been sacked 13 or 15 times this year when you look at it. And that's a combination of being able to pressure him, four-man rush, things of that nature. He gets the ball out of his hands very, very fast, and he knows exactly where he wants to go with it pre-snap. And if you understand those things, it's going to be an open field tackle game. And it goes back to the screens again. You got to tackle in the open field. I know it's a short week and all those things, but guess what? It's football at the end of the day, and we have to tackle really well in order to be successful.
When you went back and evaluated from this game, not pleased with the tackling? Or
wouldn't say pleased because we had more missed than we normally have because we had guys, and when I say missed, we had guys in the backfield that we could have had negative losses on. And guys got positive yardage, and it was hitting leakage yardage that made it third and one instead of third and seven. The third and threes would have been third and sixes. We battled. Guys played hard. And when you play two slugged-out teams like that, and I know a lot of people not used to it, we play great defense. And in the red zone, you need to stop teams. And we had our opportunities, and they got the two plays that won the game for them eventually. And as you move down the field, neither team had turnovers. We had the opportunities to create them. They won more third downs than we did, and that was the ultimate part of the game. And when you talk about third, and like I said, seven times it was third and one or seven. In between, like, third and three, seven times, I think it was, like, three third and ones and four third and threes. And you have to win those. But guess what? That means you have to win first and second down. And we did that okay, but not great. And in order to be a great defense, you have to do that.
On the touchdown, was that a pick play, the first one? And on the second one, was that a blown coverage?
No, they made a great play. I'm going to start on the first one. You can't say pick in this league. I've learned that. It's an offensive league, and there's no excuses. We have to execute the play. It was a great play called by them. They executed, and we didn't. Same thing happened in the red zone on the next play. Saw the play, knew that it was anticipated, and we didn't execute it. And it's just one of those things that you have to go back, and that's what you say, the brotherhood, the guys that are coming in, we all got to uphold a standard. And that's the key. And long as these guys start to understand, it's just going to make us better as we go week to week.
I know it's not a pick play, but do you go in basketball, they said either footsteps, you go around, or you undercut the screen or pick. Not a pick in football, we just told us that. But how do they play that? That's a tough play.
Well, if I give out all my tricks, then everybody gonna know. But it's very unique, and it's happening a lot around the league, Mr. Ledbetter. It's happening a lot around the league. It's a great question that you asked that, because a lot of teams are playing a lot more man-to-man, and you just have to understand leverage and spacing in between the two. And if you do a good job of understanding that, you can play throughout the play. And it's timing and spacing. When I say that, it's not a lot of room to give when you're standing on the 1 yard line, 2 yard line. And out in the open field, you got to be prepared for it because they create explosive plays that way. And you just have to understand the leverage, who has it and who doesn't. And that's the win. That's all I can say on camera.
Anything else, guys? Mark, I'm just curious, out of curiosity, being this late into the season, have you and Sark kind of talked about, hey, you know what it's been like to be these first-year coordinators? Have you guys had that conversation about the highs and lows that go with it?
When we first got in the first part of the season, we talked about that a little. One of the cool parts is I knew him when I was in Seattle when he was at UW. So our relationship has always been we're in it as a team. And that's one of the things that even from the head man Q, we know that we piggyback off each other. And that's one of the things that we talk about the most, not just being coordinators. We talk about us doing our jobs and doing it at a high level so that we take care of each other. And when we do it well. And that's one of the things that, you know, you never isolate it because we always have each other back. We always talk about being each other's brother's keeper. And we do an awesome job at that. So I wouldn't say it's almost daily that we talk like that, but we don't talk about just being the coordinators as the first time.
As someone who's very passionate on the sidelines, what have you thought of Tack McKinley's sack celebrations? And obviously he had the sack yesterday. What do you think about his progression so far?
Very pleased with where Tack is. It goes back to Kamara, same thing. As a rookie, you want to piece them in, and he's done a great job being productive in what we're asking him to do, earning more snaps. His attitude and temperament, you always want to have to tell the dog whoa instead of having to say sick, and that's what he is. He's not out of control. It's just one of those things that you love to see fight. You just have to make sure you understand that, okay, next play, I'm going to get your number, and I'm going to see you the next play. And that's what we got to get him to understand. Outside of that, you love where he is and where he's going.